Yeah, learning should be continuous. Chus for Shalema, Moshe Sibafir Semcha, Aram and Shendel, Soch Sharcho Yisrael. So there's a famous, very famous Gura that everyone talks about in this week's Parsha. And I think it'll be very apropos for the days that we're in now, going to Archimus Kedushin specifically as well. It's going to tie in also to leading up to the holy days now before Lag BaOmer. That is Hashem Yisbarach. The Pasuk says, in Av Parsha's Achri Mos, Perek Tazayim Pasuk Beis in Gimel. Ayomra Hashem Moshe Daber Al Aaron Achicha Va'al Yavo B'chol Eis El Kodesh B'zos Yavo Aaron El Kodesh. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Aaron specific ways to be able to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh and Am Yom Kippur. So everyone always knows that. But the Pashup Shad is that if Aaron is able to do this Avodah, he's able to go in on Yom Kippur. However, the Gruz says, based off a very famous idea, he brings down a Medrash, he says, Bezos Yavo Aaron al Kodesh does not only refer to Yom Kippur. He said, the Gemara says, and then we'll see it inside quickly, two lines. He says that if Aaron HaKohen did the Avodah the rest of the year, he did this exact Avodah. If it wasn't Yom Kippur, he was able to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when they were in the Midbar. Meaning, it wasn't only on Yom Kippur he was able to go in. He was able to go in anytime he did the Avodah in the Midbar, he was able to go in. B'chol Sha'a Shehu Rotzeh Likonis Yikonis. The Gemara says that any time he wanted to go in, he went in. Rak Shikonis Beseder Azazol. What did he have to do? He just had to do this long avodah that we see in the rest of the thing with changing in the clothes and in the whole avodah. Ask the Meshech Chachma. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. Meshech Chachma on Parshat Achrimos. What's so special? Aaron HaKohen is able to go in. We know no other Kohen is able to go in except for Yom Kippur. Aaron HaKohen is able to. What's so special about Aaron HaKohen? What's so special? So we're going to go through one answer that Meshech Chachma brings down, and then we're going to give it a separate answer. That the separate answer was probably going to be able to connect to Lag BaOmer. The first answer the Meshech Chachma says that we're going to be based on off is an incredible idea. Meshech Chachma says, based off of the Svarno, the Pasuk in Emor brings down, then when Klaiso was in the Midbar, the Svarno says, an incredible thing. The Svarno says that as long as they were doing the Ketoris and they're doing the Atavas Aneros and they're doing all the Avoda, the Shechina was there every single day. The Shechina was there every single day. And every single day of the 40 years in the Midbar was Ki'ilu Yom Kippur. It was Ki'ilu Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Right? In the Lashon of the Meshech Chachma quoting the Sforna, Mishum Sheba'osan Arbim Shana Hayah Ha'anan Shora Ala Mishkan Yomam V'layla. We know as the Pasuk says, right? The Pasuk says in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Ki Anan Hashem Ala Mishkan Yomam V'layla. The Mishkan had the Shechina day and night. So therefore, it wasn't a din in Aaron HaKohen that he was able to go in anytime he wanted. It was a din in Klai Yisrael, of all of Klai Yisrael being in the Midbar. They had the koach of the Shekhinah every single day. So every single day in the Midbar had the koach of Yom Kippur. So was it a din in Aaron HaKohen? Nothing special about Aaron HaKohen. Obviously, their second answer may be able to tie in that maybe there was. But it was a din in all of Klai Yisrael. Because Klai Yisrael was such an high madrega, the Shekhinah was there every single day, therefore it had the potential of Aaron HaKohen did the vote at any time, he was able to go in. That's the first answer. The second answer that I want to say, maybe, will connect to Aaron HaKohen as a person. We know that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yubez, Hevi mi talmidav shal Aaron HaKohen, a person should be a student of Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was an Oiv Shalom, Vorodiv Shalom. He loved peace, he pursued peace. Oiv esabrios umekarvim haTorah. He loved people, and he drew them closer to Torah. You ever realize why it says umekarvan, the vav achibar umekarvan, ov esabrios umekarvan? So I don't remember where I saw this once. The vav achibar is to tell you that he wasn't just an ov esabrios, and he was mekarvan Torah. The way he drew people to Torah was through ahava, was through love. He showed them something. He said something, a specific compliment about themselves. I like your glasses. I like your tie. I like your dress. I like your skirt. I like your sheitel. You say you like your sheitel, you're good to go to anyone. Aaron HaKohen was able to specify through the Ava, then that drew them closer to Torah. And that's the whole pasuk in Kedosh. Ahav derecha kamocha ani Hashem. Right? Part of realizing what's all about is to be able to show Jews how much that we love every single Jew. And that's ani Hashem. Hashem says, you want to know what I'm all about? Show love to each other. Everyone knows the famous Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Razor quoted this. Gemara Shabbos, Perek Lamanav. Daf Lamanav, Lamanav. The Ger comes to Shammai and Hillel. Says, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. And Shammai says, get away from me, I don't have time for you. And Hillel says, I'll come, I'll tell you one thing. Whatever you don't want done to yourself, don't do to others. And the rest of the Torah is an explanation. Because Hillel understood. Hillel was also someone filled with ahava for all of Klal Yisrael. And there's plenty of stories throughout Shas that resemble this about Hillel. That what it's all about, what Avodas Hashem is all about, is to show love to Klal Yisrael, love to Jews. So how does this connect to Lag BaOmer? We know that every single week of Sfiras Omer has a different midah, right? This week, we're focusing on Netzach. Netzach is brought down by the Svarim HaGadoshim, connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. The midah of Hod, which is next week, starting on Motzei Shabbos, and we know Lag BaOmer is famous as Hod Sheba Hod. I hope I didn't count the day yet, then I won't be able to. I'm only counting the Sfiras, I'm not counting the day. Lag BaOmer is known as Hod Sheba Hod. What does Hod mean? The splendor of splendor. And who is connected the week of Hod? It's none other than Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen is this Oiv Shalom Rodi Shalom, Oiv Sabrizim Kavrim of the Torah. Aaron HaKohen, the Medrash says, he used to bring people, bring spouses together, bring friends together, right? The famous thing that he used to tell people that, you know, Shmerel wants to come back, he wants to apologize. And then he'll go to Beryl and say, Beryl, you know, Shmerel also wants to be able to, and then that he brought them Ahava. The Medrash doesn't say that when they got together, that, oh, I heard you wanted to say it, because then there would have been a big blow up. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Lag BaOmer is all about, why did the Rabbi Kiva's students stop dying? Dafka Lag BaOmer, Dafka the day of Aaron HaKohen's week? Because that was the day that they realized, wow, we know how to learn a Tosfos, we know how to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger, but we don't know how to give kavod to each other, right? The Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis, Lo Nolu Kavod Zeh V'Zeh, because that's the way they realized, you know what? It's time to start having a hava to each other. Why did they dafka on Lag BaOmer? Were they able to do this? We know one of the famous five students of Rabbi Akiva. Who was it? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was filled with this ahava, filled with love for Jews, filled with love for every single person. We know the Gemara in Sukkah says, "Amim Heman Beis, the Yochel Ani Liftor as Kol Olam Migzar Din." Migvurdin, I don't know the exact lashon. What did Rashbi say? If I wanted to, I'd be able to potter the rest, the whole world, for any punishment they were supposed to get. Min adin. I was able to take away anything bad was supposed to. I would be able to, through my looking at them, I'd be able to take it away. What does this mean? We know Rabbi Nachman always says, every single Jew has something good within them. His famous Torah in Resh Pei Gimel Nukrit Maharan. When a person looks for the good, when you look for the good in every single person, even in Russia, Rabbi Nachman says, everything else flies. Everything else goes away. Shimon Bar Yochai was on this level. He realized from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, he realized that what it means to be a Jew is to be able to love every single Jew and love every single person. Today was a famous yard site of the Zera Kodesh. The Zera Kodesh, one of the most famous Talmidim of the Chol of Lublin. We don't know what he says about Rabbi Akiva. It says, Mamish, on this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim. He says, Akiva is Osios Yaakov. Right? It's brought down, Rabbi Weimarger always says, from the Arizal, from the Svarim HaKadoshim, or the Zohar, I'm not sure which one. He says that Rabbi Akiva was a Gilgal of Yaakov Avinu. He says, if you look at the lush, okay, you have the extra aleph at the end, but he says, well, that's okay. He says, what's the word Yaakov? Yaakov means hischabrus, right? Yud to Akiv. The ankle, the heel, brings it attaches the foot to the rest of the body. That was Rabbi Akiva's job. Rabbi Akiva's job was to be able to show everyone what it means to be a Jew. Well, we know the Havdarech Kamocha Zeklal Goldaba Torah. Do you know who said that, Maimra? None other than Rabbi Akiva. Everything flows together. Rabbi Akiva is filled with this lesson of Ahava. He gives it off to his Iker Talmud of Rashbi, to be able to realize that every single Jew has good within them. And it's Dafka, not Stan, Rabbi Akiva's yard site is Lag BaOmer, Hod Sheba Hod, the day of the week of Aaron HaKohen's Hod Sheba Hod, looking for the good in every Jew. And maybe we could say, that's the whole point. Aaron HaKohen was able to go in every single day that he wanted to, because he was on this level. Because he was on this level of tremendous Ahavas Yisrael, he was able to go any single day that he wanted to in the Midbar. Any single day in the Midbar, as long as he did the Avodah, he was able to go on into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Because he was on this level of tremendous Ahavas Yisrael. Just to close, Rabbi Razor said an amazing story of the Chavetz Chaim. He said that he grew up in Bar, he lived in Barbach for many years. Rabbi Razner, not the Chavetz Chaim, but if the Chavetz Chaim was alive, maybe he probably would live in Bar Park. And he said the following story. He said he was once studying in a shul, and he saw this Gabbai, his name was Rav Chil. And he always knew that, everyone always said that this Gabbai learned in Radin. So one day he got up the guts, and he went over to the Gabbai, And he said, Rabbi Chila, Shalom Aleichem, and Shalom Razner. I want to ask you, I heard you learn in Ran, and can you just tell me something, anything from the Chavetz Chaim? He says, I'll tell you something. Chavetz Chaim, everyone always knows, he was always crying. Always crying. He says, what do you mean he was always crying? He says he was always crying because anytime he heard there was someone who just gave birth to a baby, or just had a wedding, or just had a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah, he felt like it was his own simcha. It was his own simcha that he felt he had such avas Yisrael, such a love for every single Jew. He was always crying. And Rachman al-Latzan, when someone Chas v'Shalom had a tzar in their family, he felt like it was his own. He felt like it was not much happening to his own family. And there's certain school of yechidim that we meet in our lives that have this avoda. Because when a person really feels for other people and really cares about other people, they feel like someone else's simcha is my simcha, someone else's simcha is their simcha. Now we can say to a chassan and kala, what a greater message to be able to go into a marriage, to be able to realize that they should be zocha to love, to have that tremendous love for each other, to be able to have tremendous love for their family members, for their friends, and be able to realize that the whole avoda, the whole Torah, the whole marriage is based on one thing. What can I do to help someone else? What can I do to be able to help other Jews? And that's the whole word from Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler says, what's the root word of ahava? Have, give, because true love is based off of giving. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zochel when we read this. When we read these psukim of Be'ezus Yavon Aaron HaKodesh, we're going through the whole avoda of Aaron HaKohen. Remember this grow up based off the medrash that Aaron HaKohen was able to go in any time that he wanted. For the first reason from the Mashal Chachma, from the Sforno, that says because the Shechina was every single day in the Midbar, the Shechina was such on a high level, was there every single day. Every single day in the Midbar had the Hashrash Shechina and had the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, and as long as Aaron HaKohen did the avoda, he's able to go in. Or we could say the second reason is because Aaron HaKohen himself was on such a high level because he loved every single Jew. Like they were the biggest, or Chaim Kanievsky, like they were the biggest, the Baba Rebbe, they were the biggest Rebbe in the world, whether they did crazy things. He didn't judge, he didn't do anything. He always looked for the good in them, as Rabbi Nachman says, to look for the good in every single person. And that's the vote of the Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit. Aaron HaKohen is the Hod Shebahod, the same day of Rashbi. Rashbi's Yartzeit coming on Lag BaOmer. And that's what we could say, maybe, why so many Jews flock to Rashbi and Lag BaOmer. So many Jews flock to Rishim and Baruch Hai Meron. If you ever look, there's not only Hasidim or only Sfardim there. There's every single type of Jew, every single type of person. So Ezra Hashem, we should be zoch in our lives to fulfill this, to be able to fulfill this message of the Chavetz Chaim, to be able to always feel like someone else's simcha is my simcha. And Rechman al-San, if someone else is going through a challenge, our hardship, we feel like it's our own, and be caring for other people. And Ezra Hashem, if we do this going to Archei Mos Kedoshim, take upon this message, we'll be zoch to be able to sing and dance by all the fires, Ezra Hashem, with Rav Shimon Baruch Hai in their own, and lead us, he will lead us to Yerushalayim, Ezra Hashem Yisparach.